Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
We know that the regime has been determined to clear the opposition from those very places where the attacks took place. And with our own eyes, we have all of us become witnesses. We have additional information about this attack. And that information is being compiled and reviewed together with our partners, and we will provide that information in the days ahead.
Secretary of State John Kerry speaking this afternoon in strong and emotional tone and terms about a chemical attack in Syria, calling it a moral obscenity. The question now, what is the Obama administration going to do about it? CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland joins us now with how to respond when a red line has been crossed. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us.
Good to be with you.
Is the administration preparing us for battle?
I think they really are. We've repositioned four of our destroyers to be closer to the shores of Syria. They would be a natural platform to launch cruise missile attacks. We know that the national security team has met with the president. We know that our chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Phil Dempsey, is meeting with his counterparts from Great Britain, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and elsewhere in Jordan at this particular moment. So I think they're discussing military options and also what the second-order effects might be of any attack against Syria.
Right now, would you see this as more of a punitive attack? And then I would ask you again, how much would that be, as opposed to getting involved in a major conflict?
I think initially they'd be considering some kind of a punitive attack, which seems to be largely talked about, some kind of a cruise missile attack that might go after command and control facilities, attack perhaps launching units. I think we need to be very clear about a couple of things. One is that any type of military attack against Syria, which is a sovereign country recognized by the United States and the vast majority of countries around the world, is in fact an act of war. Second of all, we need to understand that the use of military force is a means and not an end. So we need to understand what are our objectives. And a limited and punitive attack would simply send a message to the government of Syria. Number two, hopefully deter any future chemical use, but frankly would have very little material effect on the overall battlefield in terms of tipping the scales in favor of the rebels in their long drawn out war they've had now with the Syrian government.
Is it your sense that time is of the essence, or they can wait either for public opinion to shift or for the UN to get more involved?
Well, I think absent some other big attack, the public opinion is not going to shift. The American people, after 10 years of war, do not seem terribly energized about a major engagement in Syria. About 25% on the poll I saw support some particular type of action. I think the administration will try to get some type of international imprimatur. It'll be very difficult to see a UN mandate because the Russians and the Chinese are likely to object. We may see some effort to get NATO to endorse an effort, as occurred in Kosovo, or some kind of coalition of the willing. But I think we're going to see something happen in the next few days. After the UN team that's currently conducting inspections have departed from Syria and potentially presented any additional evidence they've acquired.
Jeff, a Syrian official reportedly said today his country will defend itself and will not be an easy target. What do you think that means?
Well, I think it means one thing. We need to understand that your opponent, should you decide to use military force, is the one who decides in this end. You don't. They do have the option of reacting in some fashion, whether that's attacks against ships offshore, that's attacks against U.S. military forces now positioned in Turkey or perhaps in Jordan, whether it's asymmetrical attacks or whether it's actions by their main benefactors, in this case the Russians and the Iranians. But we need to understand that a limited attack may well resort to some action by any of those folks. As a consequence, the second and third order effects that I suggested a little while ago have got to be considered very carefully.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland, thank you so much for joining us and talking about the situation in Syria.
My pleasure.